My favorite station.
Topping in the morning.
6 till 10. Topping in the morning.
Hilarious morning show.
My favorite radio station.
Isle of Wight Radio.
Somebody else's guy. Isle of Wight Radio. It's Wednesday morning, halfway through the week, 7 minutes past seven. It's Paul, Hayley, and Jamie here. And today, Jamie wanted to talk about superstitions.
Yeah, I was just intrigued to see if you have any, because I have a couple, you see. And, you know, I just wondered if you had at all.
I'd try and keep them down to a minimum, touch wood.
I don't have any. No, I do. I have loads.
Yeah, well, you have the parking fairies.
Parking fairies. Don't walk across three drains.
What?
Yeah, can't walk across three drains. You've got a hop, skip, jump pretty much on the last one.
Where are there three drains together?
Outside NatWest in Newport.
Clearly,
okay,
yeah.
All right, okay. I stand corrected. I have never noticed that before.
I don't really know why.
So is that the only place you've ever found three drains?
No, there's
together?
Another place. There is a few, actually. You'll see them.
Oh, right, okay. Right. Never heard that before.
No.
Do you remember when your mates used to say to you, don't step in the cracks on the pavement?
Yes. Oh, yeah, what, yeah.
And then you'd be walking along, your parents would be like, what are you doing? This kind of very bizarre sort of jumpy walk thing. I'm not allowed to tread on the cracks in the pavement.
Yeah, who said?
Stop being so stupid. Okay, sorry.
And also the magpies in the morning on the
way
to work.
I was just going
to
say.
We always see the magpies on the way to work.
Do you? I don't.
Do you never see?
I have to salute a magpie every time.
And morning, Mr. Magpie. How's your mate?
Morning. Morning, Captain.
I don't know what this means, but this morning a herring gull swooped down. I thought it was a pterodactyl, it was so big. And then started sort of playing and pulling something just literally outside of reception here at Dodner Towers. Then I got out of the car and realised it was a huge rat.
Nice.
Oh, you're joking.
So I'm not sure, you know.
Oh, no. What,
as far as superstitions go. What that means.
I think it's just nature.
You might come.
To be honest.
Go on, Jamie, what's yours?
What, my other superstition?
Yeah.
I have to put my left sock and left shoe on first. Yeah, I've done it ever since my football days. Where I have to put my left shin pad and left sock on, and I still have to do it now.
Do you reckon Aston Villa players
do
that?
Now. Maybe
they need to, if not.
Didn't take long, did it?
Hey,
but yeah, I don't know, it's just one of them things, and I can't not do it now. Do
so left foot?
Left sock.
That's just weird.
Yeah, I don't have any like that. I think just the normal ones, like don't walk under a ladder, you know.
Oh, I don't walk under a ladder. But there's a practical reason for that, isn't
there? Health and safety.
Yeah, because if there's a ladder there, there's probably someone above it.
Yeah.
Yeah, if someone's painting up there as
exactly.
well, you don't want to take that risk.
No.
Hmm.
Anyway, well, that was a good topic to conversation.
Well done, Jamie.
Yeah. You're welcome, you know.
Yeah, have you got any others?
Yeah, you have to say white rabbits as well, first day of the month. That's another one.
Never heard that.
Really?
White rabbits.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
I would say
apparently in Denmark mixing beers is bad luck. Should never mix beers. I mean, not that you ever probably would, but you shouldn't do that. And in Russia, very bad luck if you've got your jumper inside out. Should never have your label exposed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Anyway, enough of this edutainment. It's 10 past 7.
Isle of Wight Radio.
And cheat codes, only you. So how do you fancy this? If you ever wanted to take to the skies above the Isle of Wight in a helicopter, well, we're giving you the chance for two of you to go on a 12-mile Isle of Wight helicopter ride. Each flight is going to be given away courtesy of Adventure 001. I think I'm pronouncing that right. This Saturday. You have to be available this Saturday. If you fancy winning this, go to our Facebook page right now. And as I say every day, when you go, like the page and set notifications so you see the competitions first, because we give away some incredible stuff. And this one is going to be something quite amazing. So, you're Carnival Queen on Thursday.
Yes, I am.
For the Newport Carnival. I am taking to the skies on Friday.
Yeah.
So, if you want to have an idea of what it's going to be like if you win this competition, keep an eye on our Facebook page on Friday as I am going up in the helicopter.
You are indeed.
So, you're Carnival Queen. I'm Helicopter Boy. Jamie?
Yeah, I haven't been invited.
No, because you're going on holiday.
Oh, of course
yeah.
I am.
Yeah, you're having a holiday.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he
yeah.
always tries to get the sympathy vote, yeah. didn't he? Well, I wasn't invited.
Well, there's only two seats.
Yeah, that's all right. Take some good photos.
Oh, I will. Yeah.
See if you can do a Facebook Live as well.
Yes.
That'd
Is
be
that
cool.
safe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is
yeah,
it? As long as you go in the right direction towards the...
I checked with the pilot when I asked that, when I did it last time.
I will just double check rather than me going, hello, welcome to Facebook Live. What's going on back there? Nothing at all.
I said no phones.
A lot of people phoning saying, I want to win tickets to go up in the helicopter on Saturday. Weather looks perfect for it. Don't phone. Go to our Facebook page. You'll find all the details about how you can take part. And you could be taking to the skies above the Isle of Wight. I suggest you wear like dark glasses and go on board as kind of like a celebrity.
Yeah, definitely that VIP experience.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Go for it.
All the details on our website and Facebook page right now, and you could be taking to the skies. You did this, didn't you?
I went on Sunday.
Yeah, how was it?
I absolutely loved it. First time in a helicopter, didn't know what to expect one bit, but I literally walked off with the biggest gleaming smile. It was just fantastic.
See, I've been up in helicopters a couple of times, and I just find them quite a weird thing. It's not like going up in a plane. If you don't like flying on a plane, then you might be fine on a helicopter because it's a very,
like
very different sort of experience, and there's none of that sort of like big build-up as you take off.
Yeah, all of a sudden we just sort of looked and thought, we're in the air.
I know.
We're there already.
Well, you could be there. With Isle of Wight Radio, go to our Facebook page and website and you could be a winner. And I will apparently be doing Facebook Live from the helicopter. It's funny that I've been the one, Joe. Yeah, you...
You're good at it, Paul.
I think it's all right. I think we'll be all right.
You know what I mean? You're
good at it.
Yeah. You give it a go. You broadcast live from the helicopter, and once you've done that and we've landed safely, then we'll let other people do it as well.
Indeed.
Brilliant. 20 past seven right now.
Topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning. Time to get... Isle of Wight Radio. Topping in the morning. With White Fibre. Experience the internet like never before. White Fibre. A different kind of broadband. Because we can.
Great song, Three Nights. Dominic Fike at Isle of Wight Radio. Latest news and sports headlines on the way. Let's get one more in though. Sun's out. Bank holiday weekend on the way. Come on, there's nothing negative going on today. And we're halfway through this week. Here's Sakala at Isle of Wight Radio. Janet Jackson, Luther Vandross, Best Things in Life for Free. If you're watching on Facebook right now, you'll know why I'm chuckling to myself. Got Jamie with another party popper, almost.
Cheeky.
I heard a little rustle. I said, what's that? Some sweets. Yeah, it wasn't sweets, was it? No.
So, headline or hearsay, join us on Facebook, facebook.com/ Isle of Wight Radio, where you can also win yourself a helicopter flight around the Isle of Wight. All the details are online about how you can take part in that and be a winner. More on that on Friday's show. Right, 7:36 now. Of course, it's Wednesday, which means it's Hayley's turn to play headline or hearsay. Here we go.
Of people watching their weight and eating a better diet, KFC have introduced a chickenless box meal. This is to give the vegans amongst us something to eat in their restaurant. It's currently being trialled in 50 locations across the UK. They plan to roll it out in the new year in other restaurants. Is that headline or hearsay?
So it's just K.
Yes.
It's chickenless box. Basically, it's just
chickenless box meal.
It's just an empty box then, is it?
Yeah. Oh, I went to KFC yesterday.
Did you? What did you
have? I was running late and it's like, you always have to make an excuse, don't you?
Because I did this yesterday as well.
Did you?
Little cheeky mini fillet.
I went round through the drive-thru bit and the guy there was, it was like, is that everything? And I'm like, no, I've got a few more things to order. And then every time I said something, he went, is that it?
Which was that in Newport.
All right.
Yeah. So oh, wow. In the end, I didn't order half the stuff I was going to do because I felt rushed and under pressure.
Did you have cars behind you?
I felt I was being judged.
It is a panic every time, isn't it? You know what I mean? You get up to the thing and you see a car in the mirror. Like,
they're like, dip.
To be fair, I waited about a good 30 seconds before the guy came over the tannoy and asked me what I wanted yesterday.
Oh, the tannoy wasn't working when I went
hello.
Around
there. This is in the lake one.
Oh, okay. The posh one. Right then, so what are we going with? Headline or hearsay, J-Dog?
Well, Ross says morning and says, is Hayley in charge? Is the world ready for this? Wow. Clive thinks it's hearsay. Sarah thinks it's hearsay. And Debbie is also thinking it's hearsay as well at the moment.
But Wayne thinks it's a headline.
He does.
See,
I'm not sure. But you could see it happening, you know. The vegan phenomenon.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Yeah. You know, having to adapt slightly.
Yeah. VFC.
VFC, yeah.
Vegan fried cabbage.
That's a certain ring to it, doesn't it?
Thanks. Took me all that time to work that out.
Yeah.
What are we going with? Headline or hearsay?
I think it's hearsay.
Hearsay.
It is a hearsay. 29 years after the original movie Pretty Woman was released, producers are in talks with Richard Gere and Julia Roberts to make a sequel film. It will show what happened to them after the famous staircase scene and how Vivian's life changed for the better. Is that headline or hearsay?
I hope that's hearsay.
Oh, why? Do you not like that film?
Yeah, I like the film. That's the point.
I don't
you don't want it spoiled.
No, you know, I think we all have our own little thoughts in our head of what happened next.
Should be left there.
Yes. I'm thinking got married, then probably divorced.
Really? Nice and positive then. Wow. They lived happily ever after.
I'm thinking that, she ran away with the guy who cleans the pool once a week.
No, I don't think so.
Just saying. What does Facebook have to say?
Let's have a look. Everybody. Jenny, Clive and Sue all think it's hearsay. Asa says headline. Debbie, Alana and Wayne are saying hearsay. Sarah says headline. Peter and Bryn say hearsay. So there's more hearsays than headlines.
Are we going hearsay then?
I don't think it's true. I think Hayley's made this up.
Hearsay.
It is a hearsay.
Oh, do you know what that means, Wednesday. Jamie?
Means I've won. We've won, sorry.
Oh, look at
that. Oh, look.
Wow.
I'm used to playing on my own. Wow. Come on.
Well, you said it. Yeah.
A wedding guest was mistaken for the bride after a risky outfit at her friend's big day. The woman posted selfies of her own wedding outfit with a comment saying, "This is very bridey." The dress was made of pearls in nude and was a floor-length gown.
In what?
What? Dressed with pearls, yeah. And it was nude. Nude shade, sorry.
Nude?
Nude. It's a nude shade.
New shade?
Nude.
Nude?
Nude.
Nude. I can hear what you're saying. What does that mean? Nude?
Nude.
Nude?
It's a shade.
Nude?
What, like skin colour shade?
Skin colour, it's called nude.
Oh.
Nude.
I never knew that was a thing.
I thought all of a sudden you were talking to aliens. I was thinking to myself,
weird.
I've always wondered if Hayley was one of them. You know Men in Black?
Yeah.
That you'd press her nose and her face would open up and there'd be a little alien in there pulling all the cogs.
Oh, that's weird.
Nude. Nude.
Oh, dear.
Welcome, Hayley. Nude.
So, yeah.
So, is it a headline or hearsay?
Do you understand it?
So, a girl's gone
to a wedding.
Yes.
Yeah. In a dress that looks like a wedding dress.
Oh. Big faux pas.
It's all kicked off.
And it's so she's uploaded selfies, you know, of her in her outfit, of her wedding outfit, not a wedding dress.
That's a real...
So, she's been slammed for it.
I'm not surprised.
Mm. That is a real kind of taboo.
So did she or did she not do this?
I think she probably did. But what does Facebook say?
Facebook is saying, rude. Well, Jill and Sue and Jamie are saying headline, as is Marion, Donna and Clive. Elizabeth thinks it's hearsay, though.
Just changing that. Do you think it's acceptable for women to wear white to a wedding?
I think you're treading on dodgy ground there.
Yeah. I think it's actually quite disrespectful.
Because some people won't know the bride. So if you've got two people dressed in white,
yeah,
then potentially it could all get mixed up.
Yeah.
And the groom could marry the wrong person, and that would just be really awkward.
Yeah.
Shall we go headline?
I think it's a headline, yeah.
Headline.
It is a headline.
Look at
clean
that.
Clean sweep for you guys today.
Oh, look at you. Your winning streak is over.
I don't want to play anymore. I don't want to do Wednesdays anymore.
What colour is it?
Nude.
Nude.
It's nude.
Edge of Glory, Isle of Wight Radio, Wednesday morning, 21st of August, in the sunshine.
Pounds. For a sound. Wind with White Fibre and Isle of Wight Radio.
It is time to play Pounds for a Sound. Morning, Brian. How are you?
Good morning, Paul. I'm very well, thank you. And yourself?
I am not bad at all. So, you've been out and about already this morning, haven't you?
We have indeed. Every morning the same, up at 6 and then out by pretty soon after that.
To take the dog out for a walk, is that right?
We take the dog for a walk. He doesn't like the car, which means I have to walk everywhere with him.
Oh.
And he's not a very good walker. He's one of these dogs that likes to sniff and do his little business and then sniff and do his business, and it takes us hours to get 100 yards.
I know exactly what you mean. I know exactly. What dog have you got?
He's a little Staffy, but he's getting old now. He's getting on for 14 now, so but he still likes his run around. He plays with all the other dogs. He's a dear little soul, very very kind, very gentle, and just loves playing with the others.
Oh, that sounds like Hayley, to be honest.
It does.
So, Brian, £1,515.
Yes.
What would you spend that on?
Well, I've got some ideas. I'd like to treat myself, but I think that my wife would jump in first. So I might give her first choice.
Oh, right.
She'll probably go on a shopping spree, and I don't mind that. She deserves it.
Oh, what a lovely chap you are. Now.
Oh, thank you.
Let's see if we can get you that cash. Now, this is the sound. Remember, I can only take your first answer, and all the terms and conditions are on the website. So, Brian, what do you think it is?
Right. I think it could be one of the metal rollers, the shutters, that shops use. It's a security shutter being rolled up or down.
Metal security shutter. I know the ones you see them on mainly on the mainland, don't you?
You do indeed.
Yeah, I know the ones you mean. Let's find out if you are over £1,500 better off.
Pounds for a sound.
Isle of Wight Radio.
Is it a metal roller shutter?
Oh dear.
Oh, Brian.
It's not.
Oh, it's not. Do you know what, though? You've been such a lovely chap to talk to, so positive. I am going to sort you out, courtesy of White Fibre, with a £10 Amazon voucher. So, but you've got to spend it on yourself, all right?
Oh, that's very kind.
You've got to spend it on yourself. So it'll be available.
That was unexpected.
Well, it's a little gesture from Isle of Wight Radio and White Fibre. So
that's wonderful.
There you go. We'll make sure that is available at reception for you here at Isle of Wight Radio.
Thank you very much.
Have a wonderful day, Brian, won't you?
And you.
Cheerio. Bye-bye. Oh, I like Brian.
He's so
lovely. What a nice chap.
Yeah, bless him. So we know it's not a metal roller shutter door. What is it, though? I'm adding more money. £1,530 now. Oh. Get yourself registered if you want to play Radio Sound and your name to 66777. You could be winning at Isle of Wight Radio. Quarter past 8 in the sunshine. If it's not sunny where you are, it will be. And that sunshine going to be at its best, apparently, this afternoon, which is nice.
Beautiful.
Looks like we're 23 degrees for the bank holiday weekend.
Lovely. That's
Thank
what we want.
Goodness. After what has been a washout August, doesn't it?
It's been a Jamie August. If Jamie was a month, it'd be August.
Do you know what? I'm not even going to respond.
Exactly. That's what she means.
Not even going to waste my breath.
It is time to play the game with no name. Remember, it has to rhyme for it to work.
You don't have to tell me, mate.
Well, we pretty much do.
Here we go.
Shall I go first? 24K magic singer goes shopping. What are you stuck on?
The second bit. It's Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
It's not going to Spa, is it?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Goes to Asdars.
No. No, this is good. It does rhyme properly.
Bruno Mars.
Looking at cars.
I'll give you that. Bruno Mars is buying cars.
Ah, thank you.
Okay, shall I go next?
You can go next.
Okay. Uptown funk star refuses to walk. What is going on?
I know this one.
God damn.
Is it Bruno Mars? Is on Mars?
No.
Bruno Mars is getting a lift in cars.
I'll give you that.
Is it?
Bruno Mars drives a car.
Oh, dear.
How did that happen?
Well,
concerns me.
What it I found funny is because I actually done mine ages ago before that song had even come on. You got inspiration from that song, didn't you?
No.
Of Bruno Mars.
I did mine last
week. Yes, you did.
Uptown funk singer.
No, it's not.
He's opening the marmalade and the jam.
I know this one. Hayley. Bruno Mars is opening jars. Wow. Oh, we've all done it.
This is just getting silly now. It's Isle of Wight Radio. One more time. 17 minutes past August the 21st. Can you believe Wednesday already?
Can't be much left for the summer holidays, is there?
No.
All the parents are like, way.
I was working it out with my daughter the other day, and I was like, have you got two more weeks off or one more week off? And we were working it out, and I think it's just one more week. I think most children go back first week of September.
Yeah.
And she's like, I have to start on a Monday. I'm like, yeah, let's start of the week.
It's scary how quickly that goes.
I think they always want to start on a Tuesday, Wednesday, isn't it? For some reason, I don't know why.
Teacher
training.
And also
finishing school as well. It's probably like the Wednesday.
Do you know, by this stage, I know this is not going to make anyone feel any better if you're going back to school, but I used to be, I'm one of those dreadful people that would go, I don't want to go back to school. I'm enjoying my summer holidays.
Yeah, but do you know what I did? When I left high school... Right, and I thought...
Just think about this story before you tell it.
Yeah, I know, but I sort of had one of them things about I don't want to go to school. Mine was like, I don't want to go to school or college. Guess what? I won't. Right, and I didn't. Then all of my friends started, and I was like, I think I want to go now. So I had to start late. You know, be one of the kids that come in late and everyone's already made friends. Awkward.
Oh,
I wouldn't advise
Hayley.
That for anybody, because it just wasn't good at all. My mum wasn't happy.
You made up for it, though, haven't you?
I completely made up for it. I mean, look at me here.
Kickstart your mornings with Topping in the Morning, 6 till 10. Topping in the Morning. What are you waiting for? Topping in the Morning with White Fibre. Ultra-fast broadband. Faster than your trigger finger. White Fibre. A different kind of broadband. Because we care.